probably play that. I can request.
We will. That's our We will call to order the Board of Equalization meeting. It's 8:31 on the clock. The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall, attendance by observation. Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Tiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
A motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote. 7-0 in favor. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting, please.
Second.
A motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote. 7-0. Comments for the public and requests for future agenda items. And this is just the equalization part. Our board meeting will start here at 8:45. So, seeing none, we have a public hearing. I entertain a motion to open a public hearing and approve or disapprove vehicle exemption for a qualifying nonprofit organization, which is Mosaic.
I would move to open the public hearing.
Second. Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote. 7-0. Mosaic has a Dodge conversion van, a 2016. The motor vehicle tax would have been $340, and the vehicle fee would have been another $20 for a total of $360.
I would move to approve the vehicle exemption for Mosaic.
Do we need to close? We need to close the public hearing first. Is there anybody here from Mosaic? No. Nope.
I would move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Motion to close the public hearing by Byers, seconded by Tiemann at 8:33. Vote. 7-0 in favor. Now, Denny.
I can go.
Yes.
Okay. I would move to approve the exemption for Mosaic, please.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 in favor. We're done with everything on the agenda. No, hold it. No, I didn't read it right. We have to approve or disapprove the tax correction slip number 6, which has been going around, I think. Somebody,
it's right here.
It's right there in front of Matt.
$93.90.
Yeah, and it looks like it's a
deduction from the tax.
Deduction. It's a property of, as a property was in the care of Gage County in 2015, should have been exempt. That's what it was in Wymore, $93.90 total.
Yep.
Just wasn't listed right.
Yeah, it got put into exemption status or in care of the county, and then it should have been exempt, but it got
exempt too. So entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the tax correction slip number 6.
I would move to approve tax correction slip number 6.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote. 7-0. Now, Annette.
I don't really have anything. Where personal property schedules are coming in. Homestead exemption forms are coming in. So, no issues right now. So.
We did have the equalizations on both the parties yesterday. Not equalization hearings in front of Turk. I did go up, sat in on the first couple or whatever.
How'd that
and
go?
Stuff. So that was, it was a lot like kind of what we do with our process. There was one commission hearing. There was a lady and asked both sides, and they, you know, made sure she understood or had all the information she felt she needed. And it was a lot of questions. And Patty and Daryl were both there, the ones I was at, and gave their reasonings for why the county had decided what they decided. And then the one that I was there with, he had an attorney with him too, and they gave their reasons and some information as to what they had for some comparisons different than what the county had had and stuff. So
I haven't talked to Patty, so how did it turn out? Did they make a decision? Or
No, they did not make a decision yesterday, and Patty did not. I did not stay there to listen when she would have a decision on these. Patty was familiar with a case in Jefferson County that was heard like about a week and a half. That one took about a week to get the decision back, Patty said. So she's hoping in a week or so or 2 weeks that they'd have a decision back here again and stuff. But
does that mean the Turk's getting caught up? Because I thought Patty had said they were like 3 years out. Or
well, we have the one on the industrial track one, and see, that's a two-year-old one that wasn't heard. They were trying to, well, they were down, Patty said they were down one commissioner there for a while, so then they were just doing it with two, and then they always, most of the cases before were heard in front of all three, and they've split that out and are going with individual commissioners.
Well, I think Douglas County and Lancaster County had a lot of them for a while, so they were trying to get all those cleared up.
So, but, you know, these were from last year. These were ones that they forwarded after we made our decisions last year in, what, August or September. And I'm not sure. They had so many days to file then with Turk, I believe. And they did that. And then they were heard now already. So at least they're not sitting out there. Like Patty said, if they're sitting out there 2 years and you don't always remember what or why the decision was made, you know, two-year-old one. So, but I sat in for about 2 hours and heard Norman parties and stuff. And just, it was interesting to see. It was, like I said, it was a lot like a lot of the same questions, a lot of the same format of what we, I guess, kind of do, you know.
Have we ever had our appraiser or had Patty ask Turk or make a request of the governor's why we have these delays and why it's taking so long for these hearings? Has anyone ever asked that question?
Not that I know.
Because it doesn't seem anywhere near reasonable at all. And so I
when they got so backlogged, and then I think that's part of why they're doing the single commissioner hearings. And I think that is, they are starting to catch up some. That's a good question for Patty, and we can ask her next.
Said, they were down one for a while, too.
And they were down one commissioner for a while, too. And that was longer than what Patty thought it probably should have been. It just took a while to get that appointment, I guess. So.
But, I mean, being back weeks or months, but years.
I know it.
This is absolutely, totally ridiculous, and I see no reasonable explanation for this at all.
Yeah.
Why has the Board of Classifications deny relaxation without any reason?
Yeah. I'm going to talk to my people at Region 5 Systems and Region 5 Services and see if they can help me.
Have a little influence. Yeah. Anything else for equalization? If not, we'll adjourn at 8:39 and we'll wait to convene our board meeting at 8:45.